God's great, one-of-a-kind gift, and we're looking at the most well-known verse in the entire Bible, John 3:16. I know many of you know that by heart. Thank you, Dan. By the way, I think all the candles were passed out as you came in. They were kind of debating whether to hand them out at the beginning or at the end. At the end, it would take more time. But at the beginning, we know some folks will be playing with their candles. Try to resist, okay? And definitely do not light your candles yet, okay? We're going to do that together at the end of the service. Okay, let's begin with a word of prayer. Let's pray together. Father God, thanks again for this time of the year. We know many are still busy with last-minute shopping for all the gifts, and we look forward to opening our gifts tomorrow morning on Christmas Day. But Father, I pray that you'll help all of us right now, regardless of what our past experience has been with the Christian faith or with church, Father, to just focus on the real meaning of Christmas and to realize that you offered and you are offering still today the greatest of all gifts to every single one of us here today, young and old, that we might personally receive that great gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we thank you for this time and commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all just recite John 3:16 together. I know some of you know it by heart. Others can just read it right off your sermon outline. Let's read this together, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. Okay, the first point in your outline, the reason why God's gift of Jesus is perfect is because it is for every one of us, for every one of us. Now, it's obvious, isn't it? Every other gift appeals to some, while it doesn't really necessarily appeal to everyone. And as an example, I've got a couple of object lessons here. We got some young people here with us today. Okay, you know, some of you are familiar with Jelly Bellies. You know, they're big factories not too far away. And if you've ever been there shopping, you know that they have these things called flops. They're the imperfections. Much cheaper. I mean, if you don't mind the way they look a little funny, you don't get necessarily all the flavors you want, but they sell them in these two-pound bags, and sometimes they even have specials. You get them cheaper than normal. Well, I got a whole bunch of them. And, a group this size, there's bound to be at least a handful of folks that you like the black ones. Is it the licorice flavor, right? Okay, how many like the black ones? Raise your hand. I got a little bag of just all black ones here. First hand went up right here. Okay, so you want to come earlier and sit near the front. Little bonus there, okay? And then for the young people, this is something I just learned this year. I know, you know, Jelly Bellies has many different flavors, but some of you may not be aware. I just found this out about a month or so ago. They came out with this special little box. It's called Bean Boozled. Bean Boozled. Okay, some of you are familiar with these. They came out at Halloween, right? Trick-or-treat time. So my nieces from New Jersey came to visit for Thanksgiving last month, and they had a box of these. this is ingenious. I don't know who thought of this, but they produced these Jelly Bellies to look identical. They're two different ones that look identical on the outside, but they taste vastly different. For instance, this one, it might taste like either Tutti Frutti or stinky socks. Now, I'm not sure how many people have tasted stinky socks, but you'll recognize it. One is either buttered popcorn or rotten egg. Now, some of us may have had the misfortune of actually tasting a rotten egg before. Okay, so anyway, there's 10 different flavors. And these are brand new boxes wrapped in the cellophane. Okay, these are not flops. These are authentic. And I'd like to offer them to any of the young people who might like one. I see one hand that went up right here. And then in the back, the young man in the kind of a dark green jacket. Yeah, right there. Okay, I'm going to pass this on to him, please. There you go. All right. Now, you know, that's something that might appeal more to the young people. I think most of us as adults, I learned the hard way. I said, I think I will pass next time. I ate them because my nieces were offering them to me. I hit a couple of the bad ones. I was bean boozled. Okay. All right. Who knows what current NBA player used to play for the Sacramento Kings who is now playing for the Golden State Warriors? See a hand? Hand? Way in the back. There you go. Okay, this is an autographed rookie card numbered of Omri Kasvi. I got those a few years back when they weren't worth as much as they are now, okay, because now he's a Warrior. But there you go, okay. Now that's something, again, of interest to many here, having a real autographed card of an NBA player. Others could care less because they don't necessarily care about sports or whatever. This might be a little more interesting. I've got 5 pairs of tickets to an event at Golden One Arena. It is not the Sacramento Kings. It is their developmental league, D-League team called the Reno Bighorn. They are playing 2 weeks from today on Sunday, January 7th. No, not in the morning. Okay, 4 p.m. 4 p.m. If you've never been to Golden One Arena, this would be a great time to go. A pair of tickets are worth about $15 a ticket. Okay, so that's $30 for the pair. I've got 5 pairs. We got anybody who's interested in getting one of these pairs? I think I see the hand went right up here. There you go.
Oh, over here.
Okay, can you pass those down? I got 3 more pairs. Anybody interested? Here we go, right here. Okay, now some of the young people got these this past Friday night. If you got a pair already, do not raise your hand. Okay, you didn't get a pair? Okay, there you go. And one more hand back here. Okay. Bill, I saw your hand first, Bill. Okay, all right, let's pass it on to this gentleman right here, this in the stripes right there. Okay, there you go. See, who says you never get anything when you come to church? Okay, that's all. They got something. All right. Why is God's gift of Jesus a perfect gift for everyone? Well, unlike all the other human gifts that we can experience, this particular gift is of greatest value and importance because of the consequences for every one of us. John 3:16 makes it very clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, what? Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We escape the worst possible eternity where we are in the presence of God's infinite, holy, and righteous judgment of sin. That's something that we all deserve. The Bible makes it clear in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all of us fall short of the glory of God. Every single one of us. The tendency is to always compare ourselves with somebody we consider to be worse than us, but we have to compare ourselves not with other people, but with an infinitely holy God. And God says we all fall short. And then Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. That's not just physical death, that's spiritual death, eternal separation from the loving presence of God. So we don't perish, we don't have to experience that eternity apart from God's love. Instead, we can experience everlasting life. And what does it mean to live forever? Well, everybody lives forever. But God's talking about eternal life as a quality of existence. Not just a quantity of time, it's a quality. It meaning we are in the presence of God's love, his grace, and his mercy forever and ever. It is the ultimate one-size-fits-all kind of gift. For young and old, regardless of our race, regardless of gender, regardless of cultural background, all of these human differences fade into the background because God so loved the world. Every single one of us here today, any sane, normal human being wants to experience divine love and grace and mercy. And all of that is available through faith in Jesus Christ. God's gift of Jesus is perfect for every one of us. The second point is that God's gift of Jesus will last forever. Will last forever. Now, how many of you can remember even just 2 or 3 of the gifts that you received at Christmas 3 years ago? 3 years ago. Anybody remember? Now, if you got like a house or a car or something, you kind of remember that one. You remember 3 years ago? Really? 3 years ago. What did you get for Christmas 3 years ago? Oh, you went to Disneyland. Okay, wow. Well, 3 years ago. Well, that's very good. You remembered. Okay, anybody else remember 3 years ago? What gifts you got? Really special gifts? had to be special. Remember three years ago? We got a hand? Jenny, what do you remember? Okay, what was that again? There was a gift. Were you alive 3 years ago? No, okay, that's right. No, very good. You got something special. Okay, what'd you get, Jenny? Really? 3 years ago? You remember that? Is that right? Check with Dad. No. All right. Okay, let's be honest. Most of us don't remember gifts that we received even last year, let alone 3 years ago. For Christmas or birthday, special gifts, unless it was something really big, you know, a trip to Disneyland, whatever. But this particular gift from God, the gift of Jesus, will last forever and ever and ever. And unlike every other gift that we could possibly receive, and I had another lesson that doesn't seem to be here. It must be back in my office. Sorry about that. Actually, it was a very nice calendar. It was fully wrapped in cellophane, brand new. Oh, there it is. Thank you very much. Thanks, Richard. Okay. Psalms. It is wrapped in cellophane, brand new. Some of you up closer can notice a little piece of tape, though. It's covering a very important bit of information. Let me remove that. It says, this is a brand new calendar, but it's for the year... it's for the year 2008. Now, I know, some of you are wondering, I mentioned the calendars as gifts out on the table. No, those are not old calendars. Those are all 2000, yeah, what a great deal. They're a penny each. No, I'm just, those are 2018 new calendars for this coming year. This one, because every year I buy so many calendars, especially when they go on sale late or whatever, I stack them up and I'm trying to give them all away, but of course, once in a while, they slip through the cracks. And so I found this one in my office at home, just rummaging through some stuff. And I thought, okay, that's a beautiful calendar that's utterly useless because it's for 2008. I'm sure nobody wants this. Beautiful pictures and Bible verses from Psalms on for every month, okay? But like every other gift, it doesn't matter how great it is. I mean, it could be a brand new car, it could be a brand new house, whatever it might be. With time, it will age and will deteriorate. And everything that we have here on earth will grow mold or rust or just dissipate into nothingness and becomes garbage. But this particular gift... this gift from God of faith in Jesus Christ will last forever. Now, as I mentioned before, what is everlasting life? It is not simply a duration of time. It's not that we just live forever. As a matter of fact, Jesus, he really explained to everyone what is eternal life. It says in the Gospel of John in chapter 17, verse 3. This is what Jesus says about eternal life. He says, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." It's not about religious activity. The Christian faith is ultimately not about just following a bunch of rules and regulations. It's not about doing all the Christian stuff. We become Christians through a personal relationship with the living God by receiving God's free gift of eternal life. Just simply trusting that Jesus is God's Son, He died for our sin, He rose from the dead. The Christian faith at its core is all about relationship. It's not about religious activity. Now, we do all the other stuff once we become Christians because it helps us to grow in that relationship with Jesus Christ. Going to church, reading the Bible, praying, serving, all of these things are part of the Christian faith once we become Christians. But to become a Christian, it's not a matter of doing good works. It's a matter of simple faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So God's gift will last forever. It's for every one of us. It's the perfect gift for every one of us. It's the perfect gift because it will last forever. And then finally, point number three, God's gift of Jesus increases. It's the only gift that can actually increase the more we share it with others. And I do have another object lesson for this involving Jelly Bellies again. I need a young volunteer. Do we have a young volunteer who would like to get some Jelly Bellies? Yes, you're right. I should specify an age. How about under the age of 12? Under the age of 12. We have, okay, go on, bring him on up. How old is he?
Nine.
Wow, come on up. First name again is?
Oh, he's 10.
He's 10. Oh, 10. Okay, 10. What's your first name again? I'm sorry.
Tyler.
Tyler. Tyler's 10 years old. Tyler, I'm going to give you a little gift here. It's a little tiny Ziploc bag. And by the way, all these Jelly Bellies, you know, I broke them down to smaller bags. I actually wore disposable gloves. Okay. Some of you see me blowing my nose because I have allergies. It's like, man, that's gross, man. No, I handle these with gloves, okay? So there's only, how many are in there?
Two.
I'm going to give that to you. I want you to find someone that you're going to share one with, okay? So go ahead and give one Jelly Belly to anybody. You have a few volunteers there raising their hands. Okay, you're going to share one with, is that your sister? Oh, isn't that sweet? And later on at home, she can clean up your room. Okay, whatever. It's a gift, right? Okay, come on back up here, Tyler. Okay, Tyler, you know, there's not a huge math problem here, but you had two originally. You gave away one. How many you got left? One. So you gave away half of what you had, and so now you got half what's left. But if I told you when you gave away that one, you were going to get a bonus bag, and this one's got 2, 4, 6, 8. There you go. Okay? Give him a hand. But he's not done yet. He's not done yet. Okay, Tyler, give away two of the ones you got in the new bag. Find two more people that want a Jelly Belly. Go ahead. Hand out two. Anybody want one? Just raise your hand. Raise your hand if you want one. Okay? Tyler, go ahead and just hand out any color to... Hand out your two least favorite colors. Okay. Okay. So one, two... out of the second bag, and you had 8 originally, you gave away 2, so how many do you have left? 6, okay, so every time you give away something that's physical or human or any other gift, basically you give away, share it with people, that's nice to share, but you're gonna have less for yourself, right? But then if I told you, since you gave away some of your second bag, you get a bigger bag. This is half a cup, about 4 ounces, of Jelly Belly Flops. There you go. Okay, let's give him a big hand. Okay. All right. You know, I think all of us understand, you know, the simple principle that when you get something, and I've been the recipient of so many generous people. This church has been incredibly generous. Part of the reason I'm giving out little personal gifts, those gifts on the back table are for me personally, to each of you. It's just a little token of appreciation for how much this church has done and meant to me personally. But it's very much an illustration of what it's like when you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. When we experience the love of God, it is so overwhelming that it literally will overflow. That's why when we talk about experiencing and sharing God's love, it's not a finite amount, a quantity of God's love. So God gives you, you know, 10 units of his love, and then if you share his love, 1 unit of his love with somebody else, now you only got 9 units of his love. It's not like that at all. It's the only gift that the more we share about Jesus and God's love with other people, the more we experience of God's love. It just keeps increasing. And those of us who've been doing this and experiencing this for a while, we know exactly how real and how true this is. Experiencing and sharing God's love is something that continues to multiply for as long as we're here on this earth. And if you've never experienced that, that's why today we trust this Christmas, tomorrow morning, when we're all busy opening our gifts, don't leave the best of all gifts unopened under our tree tomorrow morning. It's got our name on it. It's the gift from God of his great love, of eternal life through faith in him. And if you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, and again, it doesn't matter if you've been in church all your life or you've never been in church, it doesn't really matter. What matters is having a personal relationship with the living God through faith in Jesus Christ. So when we close in prayer, if you're not sure, you can just right now, when we close our eyes, everybody just bow your heads and close your eyes. Every head bowed, eyes closed. And let's just reflect on where we're at personally with God. It doesn't matter if we're part of a Christian family or not. It's an individual decision. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's a personal choice that every one of us needs to make. Are we going to personally receive or reject God's great gift? So let's close in prayer, okay? Let's pray together. Father God, thanks again for Christmas, which is such an amazing time of the year. But Father, with all the busyness, I pray that you'll help us, even in this moment of silence, to just reflect on all that you are, the incredible love that you've demonstrated by sending your only Son, Jesus, to die for us while we were still sinners. And Father God, I pray that this might be the Christmas for some of us here today who would personally put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ for the very first time, to trust that he is your Son, that he died for our sin, that he rose from the dead. And Father, help us to experience the wonder of the greatest of all gifts, to experience and to share your love every day of our lives. So Father, thank you for this time. We give you all the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.